KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy showers and storms likely. Right now, it's 63.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with a proof credit. 10,500 miles or 2650 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire July 31st, 2020.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that she is considering a recommendation that Kansas County shut down bars again and limit public gatherings to 15 people in hopes of reversing a resurgence in reported coronavirus cases. The governor said yesterday that the resurgence in cases is making the state's previous work to check it for naught. Kelly said she will push next week to close bars and lower the limit on gatherings if the state doesn't get the spread of the novel coronavirus under better control. Central Kansas authorities say one person was killed when a train and a tractor collided yesterday afternoon. That crash reportedly happening just after 3 o'clock yesterday south of U.S. 50 between Burton and Halstead in Harvey County. No other details were immediately released, including the name of the victim. And Kansas weather forecasters say moderate temperatures and continued chances of rain this week. Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with a proof credit. 10,500 miles or 2650 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire July 31st, 2020.
A vigil held last night at the AutoZone Auto.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The latest health statistics for Nebraska now show that the state is approaching 25,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The state's online virus tracker shows 800 cases were confirmed on the time frame Friday through Sunday. That brings the state's total to 24,618 since the outbreak began. The site shows no new deaths from the virus recorded over the weekend, leaving the state's death toll at 316. Authorities say a 13-year-old runaway is suspected of stealing a neighbor's truck in the Lincoln area. KOLN reports that the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office responded Sunday night and pursued the truck for a few miles. Deputies had to stop the chase due to dangerous rain conditions. Officials are still looking for the teenager and the truck. The truck, a gray 2000 Ford F-250. Mid-America Network News.
The never-Trumpers and Romney Republicans are charging into Kansas, racing in from Washington to save Roger Marshall. They agree with Roger Marshall, who said Donald Trump is embarrassing. And the Romney crowd loves that Roger Marshall is part of the Washington swamp. They know Marshall voted to add $2 trillion to the national debt. And Marshall has taken big bucks from drug companies, including opioid manufacturers, and voted to give the drug companies billions in tax breaks. The Romney Republicans know Kris Kobach is just too conservative and too loyal to President Trump because he's for building the wall and for stopping voter fraud. The Romney crowd is out to save their swamp creature buddy Roger Marshall. In the U.S. Senate primary, it's time for Kansas Republicans to fight back. Go vote on Tuesday, August 4th. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A second round of Community Development Block Grant Coronavirus Response Supplement funds to 56 Kansas communities were announced last week. A total of more than $7.2 million is being disbursed to assist communities affected by the pandemic and its economic effects. Community Development Block Grant funds are primary tools in supporting the state's small, predominantly rural communities. The grants are part of the state's allocation from the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, designed to help Kansas communities respond to the need of their residents and businesses during reopening phases of the state. Marysville will receive $171,400 and Blue Rapids $132,000. Marysville will divide the funding with $35,000 going toward the Marshall County Food Pantry and RSVP Frozen Meals Program, and the balance providing for microgrant loans to qualifying businesses. Marshall County Partnership for Growth has pre-qualified as many as 12 local businesses for funding, and any other businesses that may have been affected by the pandemic are welcome to apply with details at Marysville City Hall. These details outlined at the Marysville City Council meeting Monday night. Council approved the 2021 budget for publication, which will hold the mill levy nearly steady. A public meeting for the budget is scheduled Monday, August 10th during the regular meeting. Due to staffing restrictions, the final day for operation of the Marysville swimming pool this summer will be Sunday, August 9th. Applications remain open for any parties interested in operating the sport and recreation programs going forward. Business plans are to be submitted by August 19th. Brief discussion regarding code violations included concern with a metal scrapping business being operated on right-of-way in a residential yard near City Hall. The post of code enforcement officer has not been filled on a permanent basis as yet, and concern with a growing number of violations in the community was mentioned. Marysville USD 364 School Board met July 15th, electing Pam Dankenbring Board President and Kevin O'Neill Vice President. New Superintendent Michael Couch updated progress on the Ag Complex, and the board toured the site. Board meetings will continue the second Wednesday each month at 6 p.m. An elderly individual with a medical condition lost control of the vehicle driving downtown Axtell last Saturday evening before last. The truck struck a retaining wall, which deflected the vehicle into another truck and a power pole at Little Joe's Service, then veered across the street and struck the Axtell Legion building. The driver was treated at the scene by EMTs. No injuries reported to the public gathered inside the Legion building at the time. Citing concerns with potential coronavirus exposure from outside visitors, the Pony Express Museum in Marysville was closed for the season. It had recently been reopened. The annual Pony Express re-ride, which was postponed until the end of August, has also been canceled this year. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in cooperation with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks and Tourism and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, will initiate treatment for blue-green algae at Milford Reservoir in Geary County this week using a hydrogen peroxide-based algaecide. While recreation activities such as fishing and boating will still be allowed during Milford's treatment period, there will be staging areas off limits to the public. Boat ramps will still be accessible. Martha Marty Clark, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial St. Joseph Cemetery, Lillis. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marty Clark. Adelbert E. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 6:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Adelbert Stewart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today runs a casserole, a muffin, mixed veggie, and apricots. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potato, carrots, wheat bread, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we still have this frontal boundary across the central, east central parts of the Midwest that's pushing off towards the east southeast pretty slowly. So across the area, it looks like we'll see dry weather for today continuing into tonight before another system moves in and sits across the area, bringing us on again, off again showers and thunderstorms tomorrow all the way through the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures in the 80s, but we will see a cool down as we head into Friday. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs at 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July, 88. Recent record high hit 99 in 2011. The average low, 66, and the record low, 53 in 2013. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22. Sunshine quickly burning through morning fog, 65 degrees. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
The baseball season at risk. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. The MLB season could be in jeopardy after at least 13 members of the Miami Marlins organization test positive for COVID-19. ESPN's Jessica Mendoza.
So it has already affected now four teams because the Baltimore Orioles were supposed to play in Miami for the home opener in Miami. That game has been canceled.
Yankees versus Phillies also postponed after Philly played Miami over the weekend. Several teams still in action and the Royals swung for the fences, crushing six home runs. Michael Franco hit two bombs in their 14-6 victory over Detroit. Astros third baseman Alex Bregman reaching a milestone with a three-run shot in the third inning against Seattle.
First pitch swinging, a shot to left field, going back on its Gordon. He'll look up at the goner. Alex Bregman's 100th home run.
On KBME, Astros win 8-5. NBA Sixers head coach Brett Brown is confident in the safety of the league's Orlando bubble.
You just can't, to me, create a better environment, one of safety, one of efficiency, one of professionalism, than what I have, you know, what we have experienced, in my opinion.
The season will resume July 30th. In Cincinnati, the Cubs nearly squandered a 7-run lead after the Reds chipped away before Jeremy Jeffress closed it out in the ninth. Cubs win 8-7. The Braves' bats whiffed at the plate as the Rays set a team record with 19 strikeouts in 9 innings. Tampa Bay had no trouble at the plate with Hunter Renfroe sending it yard twice.
Deep towards left center field, and Ciarte turns and looks. Gone! A line drive home run by Hunter Renfroe.
On WDAE, Rays rout Atlanta 14-6. The NHL announced there were zero positive coronavirus tests over the past week as they enter phase four of their return to play plan. Derek Dennis.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Agriculture has been my life as a farm girl and now as a rancher. Rich are the blessings of rural life in Kansas. Agriculture is the backbone of our Kansas economy. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will stand for agriculture and family-owned agribusiness interests, especially equitable taxation policies. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House, District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new political campaign, Rural America 2020, is taking aim at the Trump administration. Founded by a self-described former Trump voter, Ohio farmer Chris Gibbs. The campaign advocates for policies that benefit agriculture and rural America. The group seeks to bring attention to President Trump's trade war, alleged rural community failures, and provide policy solutions for a stronger rural America. The campaign cites a rise in farm bankruptcies, farm debt, and the decline in net farm income. Gibbs says rural communities across the nation struggling under the administration. He said too often rural America is portrayed with a broad brush as Trump country. Says Rural America 2020 is a way for rural residents to speak out against the Trump administration. In addition to building community-level coalitions in places like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, the Rural America 2020 will be advertising in some key states to highlight farmers' voices who are critical of the president and his policies. Well, numerous state ag departments, along with USDA, urging consumers not to plant seeds sent to them from China. Americans across the country report receiving unsolicited seed from China in packages that are labeled as jewelry. The unknown seeds are a concern for American farmers as they could be invasive species or introduce diseases to local plants or be harmful to livestock. USDA considers the practice agricultural smuggling, and all states reporting the practices are asking consumers to notify their state ag departments. Consumers are asked not to open any sealed package containing seeds and not throw out unsealed seeds in the trash as they could grow in landfills. Similar packages containing those seeds also showing up in mailboxes in Britain as well. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. Tim's back with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Take a look at the national numbers before we check in with J.C. Skimper of Skimper Harvesting as his crews make their way up into Montana. And he's already running into a couple of issues they weren't necessarily expecting up there, but again, let's take a look at the crop progress as the 2020 hard red winter wheat harvest is winding down. Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, a few irrigated fields remaining. Harvest is more than 50% complete in South Dakota and 10% in the Pacific Northwest. In Montana, early varieties are being harvested, though most of the crop is about 10 to 14 days from harvest. Crop condition, South Dakota industry reports exceptionally good yields, high test weights and high protein, an unusual combination within the same crop. In Washington, Idaho, the crop has been excellent grain filling conditions with high yields predicted. Oregon also predicts an average of above yield and good quality. Favorable crop development and harvest conditions are expected into the next week. The wheat data, there are 284 new samples from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado, and Nebraska being analyzed. Overall test weight did not change this week, though it did see proteins hold steady at 11.8%. We'll look at the numbers as well. The moisture at 10.9%, protein averaging 11.8%, the dockage at 0.5%, and again, the protein coming in at 11.8% of the 284 tested. Again, checking in with J.C. Skimper of Skimper Harvesting. They're up in Montana, and he says they ran into some hessian fly issues. Isn't that correct?
What's really taking effect up there is the hessian fly problem, and I would have never thought I'd see the day where we're going back to picking up most of our weed up there.
Again, with Skimper Harvesting is J.C. Skimper. 2020 Summer Harvest Updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. If you are into tractors and other farm equipment, I bet you know who Machinery Pete is. We'll hear from Mr. Pete right after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Last week on Farming America, I featured Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. For the last 30 years, he's been compiling databases on farm equipment pricing. And his MachineryPete.com has become kind of like the blue book for farm equipment. Last week, Machinery Pete told us how he got started. He bought the business as it was from a banker who was doing it part-time 30 years ago, and he's just been building it every year since then. What's the most unique piece of equipment that you've come across? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do get asked that from time to time, Steve, and my answer is, at this point, still the same. It was a tractor that sold on March 6th of 2009 in Hamilton, Illinois. So a farmer there who passed away, and in the early 80s, they found oil on his land. And as part of the mineral rights deal, he said, okay, what you guys are going to do, you're going to buy me a brand new line of John Deere machinery. And I want three brand new 4440s. I want a brand new 7720. And the oil company did it. They gave him these things. And this guy's name was Wayne Crooks. Just a good old boy. He never changed, even with all this stuff. He put it in the shed. And when he passed, he had a 1982 model 4440 with 47 hours on it.
Oh, boy.
So you don't have to wonder what a time machine looks like, because that was a time machine. And it was March of 09. It was right before social media and YouTube were taking off. But I wrote a blog about this thing. And I just invited the farm audience. I said, what do you guys think this is going to bring? Of course, the 4440 Deere made it from 78 to 82, iconic model. Anyway, I got down to the auction, and biggest crowd I've ever seen, Steve. There were 3,500 people there. And when the auction truck, Sullivan Auctioneer, sold it, when they rolled around in front of that 4440, 3,500 people made zero noise. it was church quiet, and it brought $58,000. People can actually see it. John Kinzenbaugh, founder of Kinsey, bought it. It's in his innovation center in Williamsburg, Iowa. I think if that same tractor sold today, I'm quite sure it would go over $100,000.
Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson, back after this.
We're talking today to SkyTech pilot Randy Prowitz. Why would producers use a fungicide such as Trivapro?
It's a great return on their investment. They see an increase in yield, harvestability on their crops.
Does it really make a difference?
It does make a difference. I can see the difference when I'm flying over the fields in the later fall. Fields that have been applied with Trivapro, they're greener, have healthier plants, which means more bushels.
And if a producer is thinking about a fungicide, what should they do?
Give us a call at any of our farmers' cooperatives. Agronomy branches.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. Woke up early, fog surrounded us. That sunshine burning through the fog rather quickly. 66 now with calm winds. High is warming into the 80s today. Midweek chance for more thunderstorms, heavy rains possible Wednesday into Thursday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Sports fans might have to make do without watching some of their favorite athletes taking the field this year.
COVID-19 is causing problems for professional sports.
Even with the best expertise, the best intentions, the most humane intentions, it's a tightrope walk.
CNN contributor Bob Costas says he doubts the National Football League will be kicking off this fall due to health concerns.
What does common sense tell you about the possibility of getting through a full football season? Doesn't make much sense.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Even with Major League Baseball canceling games yesterday, the NFL continues to move toward the 2020 season.
And Commissioner Roger Goodell writing a letter to fans saying this season is going to look a lot different. No preseason games, socially distanced sidelines, and rigorous testing protocols. He says adaptability and flexibility will be needed as the season moves forward.
That's correspondent Andy Scholes, Mid-America Network Sports.
A beautiful red sunset recently got us wondering, what is the true color of the sun? That surprising answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you, too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 28th, the 210th day of the year. The Disney film Alice in Wonderland opened in the U.S. on this day in 1951. Most of the time, the sun appears to be a fiery yellow ball and occasionally red or orange at sunrise or sunset. But any astronaut can tell you when you escape the filter of the Earth's atmosphere, the sun is actually pure white in color. On Earth, the atmosphere scatters light in the blue, indigo, and violet parts of the spectrum, leaving the yellow and orange tints we're familiar with. There are historical records of people who have witnessed a blue sun. Those are believed to be the result of the light-scattering properties of volcanic ash in the stratosphere. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find out more online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Down, caught it, don't know how. Felt something lift you up a little bit higher. 6-4 the win, and the crowd goes wild. Ain't nothing better than a hometown choir. Between the dirt and the sky, don't know when or why. Miracles arise. of tired. Should have been a funeral, should have been a fire. Woke up head on 90 miles an hour. Missed that truck by the skin of your tire.